Okay, we're on Lamed Tes on the base at the bottom. Rav Chelbo Cholash, Noch Nothak Achris Rav Kahana, Rav Chelbo Boish. Rav Chelbo got sick, and Rav Kahana put out an email that Rav Chelbo was sick. Lo Ika de Koasi. Nobody paid any attention to it. Nobody came to visit him. Similar thing happened with one of the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, Shechola, Lo Nichnasu Chacham Levakro, and nobody came to visit him. It could be that this was the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, Lo Noagu Kovod Zebazeh, so they also didn't come to visit their friend either. So the Nichnas Rabbi Akiva Levakro, so Rabbi Akiva went to visit him. Vishvil Shekibdo Verib Tzulafonov. And since Rabbi Akiva gave him his needs, he survived. Omar Lei, Rabbi Hichisoni. So he said, Rabbi, you kept me alive by attending to my needs when I was sick. Yotzer Rabbi Akiva v'dorash, kol mi she'ein mevaker cholim, kilo shofech damim. The person's not mevaker cholim, it's like he's killing the person because he's not taking care of his needs. Ki osa, let's see, Rashi, bo'ish cholim. Is the garsi boash kilu shofech domim mitnei shebnei odem shenichnos in levakro osim lo lecholak ol tzoracho, they take care of his needs. Okay, ki osu avdimi omar kol levakro shacholak gorim lo sheyichya. Not only if you don't visit are you shofech domim, but if you do visit you cause the person to live. V'chol sheino levakro shacholak gorim lo sheyomus. Versus my groma, what does it mean? What's the cause? Ilayma kol levakro shacholak mevakish lo rachamim. The aspect of Bikur Cholim, we said, is three aspects. The tefillah, taking care of his needs, and being mechazikim. So if it's the aspect of the tefillah, whoever's mevaker is mevakish rachim, sheyichya. The chol she'ein mevaker is hachol, mevakish lov rachim, sheyomus. Right? The person doesn't visit the cholos, he doesn't realize how sick he is. It's like as if he's davening for him to die. Sheyomus soka daitach, that's what it means. Nobody davens that people should die. If you don't visit, you can't daven neither for that he should live or that he should die. So the Ran learns from here, there is a time when you can daven, somebody should die. Somebody is, only has chayisha, he's for sure dying, right, apiderech hateva, and he's suffering terribly, and you see that he's not gaining from the suffering. So then you're allowed to daven that the person should die. So machlokus haposkim whether this is operable or not. The Tzitz Eliezer says l'maisa that there are circumstances where you could daven the person should die. But Rav Moshe Feinstein says that it has to be first of all that you're not responsible for that person either monetarily or that you have to visit them or whatever constantly. Because then maybe you're davening they should die for your sake, to free you up from the responsibilities. So if you're not a relative, you have no negiyas, and the person's really suffering, then there are instances where you can daven the person should die. But lamaisa, it says in those situations, it's better to daven that the Rabban Shem should do what's best for the person. You're davening, you leave it up to the Rabban Shem. But the davening will help to whichever side it puts some weight on that side. Okay. Rava, let's see, Rashi. Lo sheichle velo sheyomus. Shari eni yodea bin yonah shechola. He can't daven one way or the other because he doesn't really know. He hasn't been there to see the condition of the chola. Rava yuma kadmo de cholish. Omer lahon lo siglula inji. The first day a person's sick, you don't make announcements. Right, the lo lisra mazlik. You don't give him the name of a chola, which what's it called makes his mazel no good. In other words, don't classify the person as a chola so fast. Right? On the other hand, that's only all of these things the Orach HaShulchan says are etzah tova, they're not halachas, and therefore, if a person so the first 3 days a person's sick, we're talking now about a sickness that that comes and goes or whatever. But a person, Rachman al-Islam, has a massive heart attack, you tell people he's sick right away. You don't wait 3 days so they can go to the Levaya or whatever. They what's it called? You immediately tell them people can come to Vakar Chola and daven for the person or whatever. After that, you do announce that a person's sick. So Rava said, because anybody who hates me will be happy. And that's good for me. Why? And the end of the pasuk is, Penyira Hashem, what's the pasuk? Penyira Hashem v'rabe eino v'heishem mi'olavapo. People are happy that you're sick, or you're happy with your downfall, the Rabban Shem will see, and he'll hurt the people who are happy by making you well. So that's a good siman for my refuah. Let the people who are happy that I'm sick, let them be happy. And the harachimli, and those people, the rachimli, and the person, the people like me, leboy alarm, they'll daven for me. So either way, I'll gain. So then it's good that people should know I'm sick. Omar Rav, kolam mevaker sacholim, nitzol medina shel gehenim. Person's mevaker cholim is nitzol medina shel gehenim. Shenemar ashri maskil el dal biyomro yimalteyu Hashem. Right, dal over here, the ain dal el chola. Shenemar midola yivatzeni. Inami min hadein kro. Madu ata kocha dal ben hamelech baboker baboker. Here dal doesn't mean he was poor. It means he was sick. He was sickly. He was lovesick. The ain ro el gehenim. And biyom ro is gehenim. Shenemar kol pol hashem maneu v'gam roshel yom ro. So that's if you are mavakar the cholid in biker maschoro. What is maschoro? Kedomer needs some ginus gehenim. What do you mean? What's the schar? Schar is it? You mean say be ginus gehenim? The maschoro bolam azeh yishmereu v'yechayehu v'osher ba'oretz mida k'neged mida. The Rabban Shem will watch over him and keep him alive. V'osher ba'oretz v'altitneu b'nefesh oivav Hashem yishmereu miyetzahora v'yechayehu min ayisurim v'osher ba'oretz shiu akol mischabdim bo. He'll find friends like Naaman who helped him to find a way to be cured by Elisha. And he won't have friends like Rechavam Shechilku es Malchuso, who incited him to bad advice, to say what he said, that he's going to increase the all on the people, and ended up losing his Malchus. Rashi, the lolisra mazle, the dilma mitzalno la'alter, because could be that he'll get it right away. So don't give him a name of being sick. Inami the lolishtoy mile ilayo. People start talking about him. He's sick. So and inevitably, when you talk about somebody, it doesn't come out good. Mikan ve'elich chazi the lomisrape amar lahu puku b'chrisu. You see that after the first day, or some say the first 3 days, he's doesn't start getting better, then you announce it. Reim kenaman shiripu mitzarato kigon Elisha, right? The havinavi v'zokin v'siu etzel enaman. He gave him an etzel tova. He was a good friend, right? But the ma'isa, but the friends of Rechavam didn't do him any benefit. Tanya Rav Shimon Elazar Omerim yomer lecha yoladim b'nei uskenim sesor. If youngsters, fools, tell you to build, and the skenim say tear down, shmal skenim v'altishmal yaladim shabinyan yaladim stira, because what youngsters and foolish people build is really tearing down. Ustira zakenim binyan, and what zakenim tear down is really binyan. The simon ledover Rechav ben Shlomo. Rechav ben Shlomo thought he's going to strengthen his malchus by being harsh with the people, and the end was he ruined his malchus. So he thought he was building, he was destroying. Rashi, im yomer lecha na'arim b'nei beis hamikdash. So, the Mefarad says it's going on binyan beis hamikdash. But it's in a general also. Skenim omrim sesor v'alkivne, don't build the beis hamikdash. The similar dover is better not to build the beis hamikdash be'atsa sekenim, because that eventually will be binyan. And building at the wrong time is a stira. Right? The Kotzker Rebbe says that there's a different meaning too. Binyan na'arim stira. How do Na'orim build themselves up? By knocking other people down. And Stira Zakenim, how do Zakenim knock other people down? By building themselves up. The similar Dover Merchovan, the Siv Ayazu Vasasas Askenim, and he went after the youngsters who told him that he should be extra strict, extra harsh on the people. The Nechra Besamikdash also ate a Vahamora lo Pirish Besamikdash, the Ika Brysa Diktani Behedi Besamikdash. He said, my Rebbe didn't learn this going Dafka the Beis HaMikdash, but there's a Braisa that says that it's talking specifically about the Beis HaMikdash. Amr of Shesha by Rav Idi, lo lisod inish ktsira. Lisod over here means to visit. Shouldn't visit a sick person, lo bitlashoi kadmaisa, not the first 3 hours of the day, but lo bitlashoi basraisen diom, and the last 3 hours. Kihechid lo vesich daitim in rachmi. In order you should daven well and not give up from davening either. Tlashoi kadmaisa ravcha daite. The first 3 hours of the day, the sickness always gets better. So you'll see the person and you won't think you have to daven for him. So he looks okay. Basrai satakiv chulshe. And the last 3 hours, he really gets, it's the worst of the day. So you'll give up hope and say he's no hope. So visit him when it's the average of the day and he won't be that bad or that good and you'll daven good for him. And again, here there's also not a halacha, it's just a etzatova. Otherwise everybody would have to be mavakra chola only the first 3 hours, only the middle hours of the day, and that's sometimes not shaya. So it's just an etzatova. If you have a choice, it's better to go not the first 3 hours or the last 3 hours. But if you don't have a choice, do the mitzvah, whatever you can do it. Omer Ravin, Omer Rab, Menayin Shekharish Baruch Hu Zonis HaChola. How do you know the Rabbanu Shel Olam sustains the chola? Right? And they say because sometimes a person can go days without food, has a fever or whatever. I was, as they say, starve a fever. So somehow he survives. So the Rabbanu Shel Olam sustains him. Shenemer Hashem Yisodenu Al Eres Devoy. Omer Ravin, Omer Rab, Menayin Shashchina Shruy Lamala Mitosu Shechola. How you know the Shechina is there with the chola? And that's why when you daven for a chola in his presence, you don't have to mention his name. And you can daven in any language, because the Shechina is there. Mashain came where you daven not in his presence, you have to mention his name, and it's better to daven davken Lashon HaKodesh, because then the tefillahs have to go through Malachim. Shenemer Hashem Yisodeinu Al Eres Devoy. So you see the Rabbanu Shalom is there. Tanya Nami Hachi, Hanichna Slovakaris Achola, Lo Yeshiv Lo Agabi Mita, Lo Agabi Safso. When you visit a chola, you shouldn't sit on a chair or on a bed. Lo Agabi Kise, Elamisate, Vyoshiv Agabi Karki. You sit on the floor. So, Maisa, you haven't seen people sitting on the floor when they're Mavakar Chola, right? Especially today, the implication would be that the person would feel maybe he's dead. Why are we sitting on the floor? So, the reason is that La Halacha, this only applies if the chola is on the floor. So you shouldn't sit higher than him because you're sitting higher than the Shechina. But if the chola is in a bed, you could sit also on a chair or whatever. Shouldn't sit in a high chair though. And also says you shouldn't sit at the head of the bed, right? But either at the feet or the sides of the bed. Shenemer Hashem Yisodenu Al Eres Devoy. Omer Rodin, Omer of, okay, let's see. Lo lisod kamo, fkudas kol ha'odim et targamin v'su'uda. Lisod means to visit. Tlashoi kamaisa ravcha daite, kada omer bi'alma, idli yoma, idli ktsira. Right? The dilma, when the day starts, the sickness goes away. The dilma omer lo itstrich li miboy rachmi ole. And person will say, he doesn't need so much tvila. He says, okay. Deino kol kachole. Misodenu kamo v'lechem levav enosh yisod. He sustains it. Menayin shashchina shenemra Hashem yisodenu kori be yisarenu. Right? Inami yisodenu mamish shehamisayid shchina arosho kedamrinam behedya shchina shuri lamalam imitaso. And he's providing and sustaining him. You feed somebody, you feed them with the head. So the shchina is there by his head.